When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your opening bell for September 3rd, 2025. So I am coming to you from Florida this week. It is pretty nice out there this morning. I'm trying to get the videos out before the opening bell so you guys get an understanding of what's going on with these and the whys behind it, actually before the market even opens. What we're going to talk about in today's report is, why did rates go up yesterday? I'm going to go over that briefly and right through here. And then the other thing is, we got a jobs report number coming in this week, and it's going to be the biggest news we have for the week. Remember last month, about this time, we had a jobs revision saying there's 258,000 jobs just disappeared. So I'm going to go over this news with you. Why mortgage rates went up a little bit yesterday is because of the courts and tariffs. And then we're going to look at the economic calendar to see what's down the pike that be changing these things over through here and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this each day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. You're here for these things, so let's get to it. So here's what we're looking at right now. We have a jobs report coming in at the end of this week, and here's what we're looking at. It's probably going to be the most reviewed jobs report in a long time, because the last time it came out, there's 258,000 jobs that just went poof, and the unemployment rate spiked up just a little bit. So we're going to really pay attention to this time to see, is there more revisions coming? Is they the revision another way, or maybe they're just getting the numbers accurate this time, who knows? But yesterday what happened is, right through here, why mortgage rates went up just a tad, is actually the courts on Friday came out and said, President Trump, what you're doing with these tariffs is illegal. And he said, well, no, it's not, obviously. So now this is getting kicked over to the Supreme Court. Well, President Trump asked the Supreme Court to expedite this, but they don't do anything in a hurry. So it's not going to be done next week. It's probably not going to be done next month. It's probably going to be done in 2026. Yeah, I said 2026. So what happens between now and then? Well, most likely, with all the information that I got so far, was the Supreme Court will put a stay on everything. That means that the tariffs will be in place. They'll stay in place until really there's a decision made. But then the question comes up is, will this tariff money need to be refunded? And that would take a really big bite out of our national budget. So that's what the markets and everybody are focused in on right now. So that's what caused a little bit of a jitter in the markets. But then, over the weekend, with President Trump doing what he did, now there's going to be a stay put on this. So just stay tuned. I'll be giving you this information as it comes in daily. So let's get over to basically the things that we want to focus in on. So here's the economy at a glance. This is basically what the Federal Reserve monitors. They control this thing right here. This number came in, the inflation number came in last week, and it was a little bit elevated, but it came in right as expected at 2.6. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. This is the unemployment rate. This number we thought would spike last month because of, 250,000 jobs getting, gone, but it really didn't move. It moved up 0.1. So we're going to see what this does latter part of this week, because this is the biggest component of where the Federal Reserve is monitoring, because we kind of know what's going on with this. Now this one's the wild card. So let's get over to the economic calendar to show you guys this information. Then we're going to go to the markets, see how the pre-markets are looking right now in stocks, bonds, and equities, and We're going to take it from there so you guys can understand why markets are moving today. So here's what we're getting for today on Wednesday. We got the factory orders coming in. I'm not really thinking that's going to be much of a game changer. We're going to get to JOLT index. Sometimes this does have an effect on the markets. I don't think today it's going to be really that big of a deal because what the markets are going to be focused in on is Thursday and Friday. Thursday, not the ADP payroll number. If you guys watch my videos, you know how I feel about those. They're dismal. Okay, what they're going to really focus in on is initial jobless claims and continued claims. Are people getting let go faster than they can get jobs back? Are they starting to accumulate on continued jobless claims? That's what we're really focusing in on. But then on Friday, we get actually the government numbers. If you believe them or not, we're going to get into those on Friday, but it's going to give us a lot of details. Okay, it's going to give us how much people earn per hour. It's going to break it down month over month and year over year. The concern here is, are people keeping up with inflation? If we got inflation at 3%, we have our earnings up 3.9%. Well, people are at least keeping up with inflation. Okay, this is that number where it came in. Here's where the jobs numbers came in previously. You can see it was 150,000, 200,000, 170,000, all of a sudden 70,000. Like, what happened? Well, that's what the markets are really going to focus in on. And that news is coming in on Friday. So let's get over to the week. Wednesday, nothing really here that should really cause any big concerns in the market. Thursday, it could be with initial jobless claims and continued claims. I don't think ADP's number is going to have anything to do with it. And then Friday's jobs numbers from the government, that's what we're really going to focus in on. Pre-market openings right now, not bad. Let's go to the CNBC for that. Let's see what the markets look like. Remember, this was dismal last night. We had the Dow Jones down 400 or 500 points and so forth. Now we got the Dow Jones down 100, not bad. S&P's up. NASDAQ's up 140. We got oil down. You guys know how I feel about oil, folks. When we got 64 or under $65 a barrel, loving it. And then we got the 10-year treasury down as well. So good market so far. It looks like bond yields are down a little bit. Oil's down. The markets are a mixed bag of goods right through there. How's the bond market doing? This is the MBS market, folks. This is, if you're really coming here to watch where rates are going, this is the money ball. We focus in on rates here. We don't focus in on the 10-year treasury right through here. A lot of people are like, oh, watch the 10-year treasury, and then if that's going up, mortgage rate, well, just watch the MBS, watch the mortgage bond. If you have a tough time finding this, just tune into me every day. So the mortgage bonds right now are down 4 ticks. What does that mean? Well, I'll explain to you this chart and how this chart kind of works with interest rates, because if you look at this chart, you got the 10-year treasury, it's 4.26. Then you get the 30-year MBS, it's 102.04. That's a pretty high interest rate. No, that's the price. So let me explain to you how the price works in relation to the yield. So the easiest way to explain this is right here. Okay, if the price of the bond goes up, well, that means rates are coming down. Okay, there's an inverse relationship. So if the price is going down like you're seeing on the board, it means rates are going up. Let me explain it to you real quick. Let me make this as simple as I can. Okay, so let me show you how if the price goes up, yields or rates come down. Let me say, well, this is a mortgage bond. Okay, so let's say I bought this bond from you a couple years ago, and I paid you $50. But the maturity price of this bond, or the coupon price, is $100. So meaning when I turn in my bond to you, I get $100 back. Okay, so let's say I gave you $50, and I held onto my bond, and then when it comes to maturity, I hand it back to you. Well, I get $100 back. So I gave you $50, and I got $100 back. What was my yield, or what was my rate of return? 100%. I doubled my money. Well, let's push that price up just to make it simple. Okay, so let's say I paid you $100 back then, and it's a $100 maturity bond. So when it matures, I give you my bond back, and you give me my $100 back. So I paid you a higher price. What happened to my yield? Well, I paid you $100. I got $100 back. My yield, zero. So you see how if you pay a higher price, the yield comes down. So we love when this price goes up. If you look at a two-day chart, it went up just a little bit, but nothing really there. You go to a five-day chart, let's see what that looks like. Well, this is all over the map. But every time you see one of these little bubbles, folks, that means one of our investors, one of the lenders that we use, and I'll explain this here in a second, they actually did what? Well, that one better. Better, better, better. So if you're trying to lock in rates and you keep missing them, you know, use us. If you're using my services, I'd love to work with you if you're out there looking to buy or refinance. And you can join me today. We have a live event this afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, where we go over and we show you kind of my slogan. My slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do this? Well, let's get over to who I am. So my name is Dan Frio. I come out of here each day to explain to you guys why rates are moving and where they are. And I also go over mortgage products and we talk a bunch of financials. Why? Well, because I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico because I work at a bank that has a federal license. That's the cool part. The even cooler part is right through here. What are we talking about when we say we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders? Well, here's the intriguing part. We're a federal bank. We're also set up with 33 other lenders, just like a broker. So when you call us, what we're going to do is we're going to get you approved. But now, here's where the work comes in. We can use all these lenders, over 33 different lenders that we're using, to compare. Can one of them give us a better rate? Can one of them give us, well, like this? This is up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a home. So if you're looking to buy a house, don't get one of those loans where you have to pay it back. This one's completely forgivable. And when you go to refinance, you don't have any concerns on having to refinance this balance into your old balance. A little bit confused? I'll explain a little bit more to you. You're looking to refinance? Well, every time mortgage rates come down, you procrastinate a little bit, and then they pop back right up. Why don't you put the onus on me? Click the refinance button here. So what this does is it doesn't give you some refinance information. It just says, okay, let me know what mortgage rate you have, what your balance is, what rate you'd like to refinance to at least talk about it. So let's say, Dan, I'm at 7.5. When rates get to 6.25, I want to know what I can do. Well, just put your information in here. What we're going to do is I'm going to monitor that for you. So then when rates hit right in your sweet spot, I'll be reaching out to you. We'll go over the cost, the break-even point, what the rate would be, what the payment is. If it all works for you, we'll get you locked in and we'll get the paperwork started. If not, just sit on the sidelines and wait a little bit longer. Well, let's say if you've already done all your due diligence, you've gotten all these mortgage quotes, and now you're like, Dan, what do I do next? Well, just upload it to me. Pick the best one you have and go to the loan estimate review right through here. I want you to upload the best loan estimate you got. I want to make a deal with you. If I can beat what you have, I can beat them on the fee and the rate, both of those. I'm hoping to win you as a client. If not, I'll be the first one to say, God bless you. What you did was fantastic. Stick with what you got and you're in good hands. Otherwise, I'd love to be able to save you some money on fees and also on that interest rate. So thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate you watching this morning, but I hope you come back later this afternoon if you're looking to truly dive in to see what interest rate you would qualify for, or if you got that loan estimate from another lender and you want us to run it through here, please join us live at 3:00 Eastern time. Love to be able to show you how this works. And that's it for the day, folks. So that is my morning report. I'm basically expecting mortgage rates to be flat as a pancake right now. We go over to the equity markets right now. There's really nothing in here. Google just hit a major lawsuit. They were supposed to be having to bust up the Chrome and a whole bunch of other things. So that got dismissed. So that was great news for Google for the day. That's one thing causing the NASDAQ to go up a little bit. Other than that, I don't really think there's much all there. So if you don't have anything to do at 3:00 today, please join me and I'll go over through to you and show you how we can compete and compare your loan officer with 30 other lenders. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic morning. Don't forget to join me at 3:00 today to learn what rate you could get. Thanks again. God bless. Have a fantastic day, folks. I'll see you at 3:00. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.